Now, once again this year, the OPW is appealing to visitors to the Phoenix Park to never feed the park's deer population. The 600-strong herd is wild. It shouldn't be approached, touched or fed. But here's what Ethna Dodd found when she went to the park yesterday to ask walkers if they ever approach the animals.
Would you ever feed the deer?
They say not to, so no, not really.
But do you see other people doing it ever?
Yeah, all the time. Fruit or nuts usually, or even bread I've seen.
I wouldn't say I go up to them, but I do look at them. I do see a lot of people going very close to the deer, yeah.
And do you see some people feeding them ever?
Yeah.
What kind of food?
I'm not too sure. I'm assuming like bread and stuff, but I wouldn't be close enough to see what they're feeding them.
I watch them, I would not approach. Like, they're wild deer, so I leave them in peace and I enjoy the visual.
So you'd never feed a deer?
No. I don't have food on me that they can eat.
What kind of food do you give them?
Have a clue. Whatever the mother brings. Bread. Whatever.
And if somebody told you that they wasn't good for the deer, would you stop?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, it's not good for the deer. Bread isn't good for us, never mind the deer.
Did you see any deer?
Yeah, just around somewhere.
When you get to the deer, are you going to take photos? How are you going to interact with them?
We have a food actually in the car. We're going to feed them and we're going to take loads of pictures.
Ethna Dodd reporting from the park yesterday. We can talk now to Jane Fall, who's a PhD researcher in behaviour ecology. You're very welcome to the studio, Jane. You were listening to Ethna's report there and the responses from people. I could see you wincing when you heard people talking about feeding them bread and so on. Some people are very considerate. Some people don't know, and perhaps some people don't care.
Yes, no, I totally agree. We do have quite a spectrum of behaviour amongst people. I think it's agreed everybody wants the best for animals. Nobody is going out trying to hurt animals. But I think what a big issue is, especially with the deer in the park, is that people maybe don't understand that what they're doing and the behaviours that they're exhibiting towards the deer are actually harmful to the deer.
You tell me what happens to a deer if they are fed a diet of burgers or bread or other sort of food for human consumption.
Yeah, so it's the same thing as with us. If we eat foods that aren't suitable for our digestive system, there will be consequences. So the main consequences that we see with the deer in particular are physiological and behavioural consequences. So in terms of physiological consequences, we see differences in their digestive systems. So deer are ruminant animals, which means that their digestive system basically plays a really important part in their digestion of food, how they get energy and how they survive through the day. What we've noticed is that deer that are regularly fed either burgers, bread, bad things that we might think bad foods for animals, or things that we might think are good foods for animals, like vegetables, salads.
Fruit and nuts, exactly.
Fruits and nuts, carrots, apples. They're still not suitable for a deer's diet. So we have noticed that there are physiological changes within their intestines that means that it affects their ability to absorb nutrients from their food. And what you're doing essentially is you're filling up their stomach with food that's not suitable for them and that's not really going to give them any benefits at the end of the day.
And does it affect the development of their antlers?
It does affect the development of their antlers, yes. So we see big differences in the older males. The way that it works basically is that males in deer species compete for females largely based on antler size and ability to fight each other and kind of size up to each other. We tend to get a couple of top males that will dominate during a mating season. If deer are regularly fed food that is not suitable for them, they will end up having smaller and weaker antlers, which puts them at a huge disadvantage going into the mating season then. So you're really affecting a male's ability to reproduce.
And this is the fawn season, isn't it?
This is the fawning season, yes.
So if you have people trying to approach the animals or treating them as family pets, how does that impact them, I suppose, psychologically? Because they're a nervous creature.
They are a very nervous creature, yeah, especially the guys in the park. Some of them are particularly flighty. But yes, as you say, it's the fawning season right now. So a lot of the females are becoming quite territorial. Mm. They're becoming a lot more skittish. They're looking around for their babies quite a lot. And they're just a lot more aware of human presence. And particularly something that we're concerned about is if a doe is maybe just after giving birth in the last couple of minutes or hours, she might still be with her fawn and might still be trying to clean it and bond with it. If she gets disturbed at all by a human, she's going to just bolt out of there and she mightn't be able to find the fawn again. So if you disturb that event, you could be affecting the fawn's survival.
You're deeply affected by this, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm really, very passionate
really,
about it. Yeah.
It really, really troubles you. The do's and don'ts. It's very clear. Don't feed them at all.
Exactly. Yeah, please do not feed them anything. Even if you think it's a good food, they're not Rudolph. They don't like carrots. It's not good for them.
And as regards getting close to them, people want to take photographs. They want to put videos up on their social media. What's the advice around that?
try to keep as much distance as possible. All of our phones have fantastic cameras on them. We're spending a lot of money on them. Use that. Use your Zoom. You don't need to be getting
closer. How much distance, Jane?
Recommended at least 50 metres.
Yeah.
Just for your own safety, really. It's for them and for you. We don't want people getting too close. We don't want accidents happening. We want to be able to just enjoy them from a distance.
Would a deer attack?
A deer wouldn't necessarily attack. They're a prey animal. What I'd be more concerned about personally is sort of an accidental contact. You're getting a bit too close. They're getting a bit stressed out that you're getting close and they're surrounded by lots of other people. They might bolt in a certain direction. On the other end, they might be looking, maybe actively looking for food from you because they've just gotten a carrot from somebody else. So you might get an accidental smack of an antler. You might get a head that comes up too fast that you weren't expecting. They're wild animals. It's just totally unpredictable how they're going to react.
Let's love them from a distance.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jane, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Jane Fall, PhD researcher in behaviour ecology. It is 9 minutes to 8. We're back with business.